Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I am Troy Shockley, and this is the Coffee Break Podcast. Thanks for joining our chat today. Coffee Break brought to you by Cochrane Insurance. Another unseasonably beautiful day here in the capital city. Always beautiful days, but it's just, it's shirt weather. It's still t-shirt weather out there. I don't understand what's happening, but Emily McVay is in the studio with us this morning. Emily, the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is nice out.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least we can still get out. I mean, we were talking right before the show about just kind of the fatigue that's setting in with everything going on. At least we can still get outside and enjoy nice weather. I kind of wonder what happens when that weather changes and it's 20 below and nobody wants to go outside.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying a walk every night, and I'm going to hold on to that as long as I can.
Well, I think you've got the week anyway.
Yeah.
At least the week. And we talked the last time you were here about just the new world that you're trying to operate in, and that hasn't really changed.
Nope. We are still moving ahead with all of our campaigning online. We've actually partnered up with Montana Shares this year to do a lot of our local campaigns through a website where people can sign up for their payroll deductions. So that makes it easier. It's a one-stop shop. You don't have to go to our page and their page. Everything's there. They support nonprofits all around the state. We support nonprofits in the Tri-County area. Mm-hmm. So that is really helpful for people. If you don't have if you're a business and you're not signed up yet, or you didn't hear from us yet, we'll be getting to you, or give us a call if you have never had a campaign going before and you want to offer that to your employees. Workplace giving is the easiest way to give to nonprofits. It just comes right out of your paycheck. You don't even know it's not there. So
yeah,
it's a great, easy way to give. You can either give to the Community Impact Fund through the United Way, and we give out grants and we support our internal community impact work, or you can designate to a local 501c3. It can be one of our 35 partners, or it can be a 501c3 that you know and love, and you can write them in and we will get the money to them as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic thing you're doing. I mean, what's going on? You talk with, of course, nonprofits in our area, but I know you talk with other folks with United Way, other, you know, folks across the country. Everybody's trying to figure out how to make this thing work. Is there a general consensus, I mean, of how are things going for nonprofits right now? I mean, obviously not as good as they were last year at this time.
Yeah, it's still a bit of a guess. Looking back historically, when we had the recession 2007-2008, giving actually increased. People were aware that there is a bigger group in this country that is in need, and so giving actually went up. People that didn't really have it to give found it in their hearts to give an extra $5 here and there, and that's really what it's about. We're not always out there looking for those huge donors. We're looking for those people that are willing to give $5 a paycheck. You know, if you're giving $250 a year, that affects one life in our community. For every dollar you give, you get $3 of impact back to the community. So it multiplies, and it doesn't have to be a huge donation. And when it's $5 a paycheck, you don't even notice that it's gone. Mm-hmm. So that's really the push people are moving to, is we need more smaller donors. Bigger donors are great. We love and cherish our big donors,
yeah,
obviously. You know, but having a wider spread impact of donors is kind of the push right now. And we don't have good numbers. Obviously, we're only 7 months into mm-hmm. this. At the beginning of the COVID epidemic, we saw huge amounts of giving directly to those affected immediately. And we had a big campaign in collaboration with the Helena Area Community Foundation, where we raised so far $78,000. That is still open. We did spend all that down. We gave all that out. But if people wanted to keep giving, we do have more nonprofits on the wait list waiting to get some funds through that. But we did see a huge jump in giving. People were giving their entire $1,200 check that they received through the CARES Act, saying, I don't need this right now, but somebody wow. else really does. And so, you know, what we saw then, and it's been a lull since. We've had lots of our local nonprofits doing online virtual fundraisers, and some of them have gone well and some of them haven't. And it's not because the nonprofit did anything wrong. It's just, I think people are getting a little tired sometimes of the Zoom fundraisers, and, or, you know, it's hard to get the word out, or maybe it was at a bad time, but everybody is definitely still in need. All of the local nonprofits need support, and we're seeing obviously an increase in clientele. We're seeing more people in need of help with housing funds, especially funds to not become evicted. So we're working closely with Good Samaritan and the Montana Legal Association in town to help people out so they know their rights, so they know what options they have, those kinds of things. The food bank has been hopping since day one. They remain busy and doing great work, and they've found lots of great ways to funnel farm to families, you know, food boxes every Tuesday morning, and those continue. They're helping with the school programs. But that just means more need, more money will be needed down the road, now and down the road, to keep people afloat. So that's where our campaign comes in. We raise money to help support the programs, and we then give out community grants in the springtime to keep some of those programs up and running. We won't be asking people to start anything new. We're going to be helping fund things that are currently going, because that's where we're at in nonprofit
land. I mean, hopefully, I guess in 10 years, we can look back at this. Like you said, you know, there's that marker of the recession, and we, too early to know that, but hopefully we can look back and say the same thing.
I hope so. Yep. I really hope so. Yeah. And I know people are struggling, and I hear that a lot from people, that some of the workplace campaigns are not running this year because they don't want to ask their employees to give. And I can totally understand that.
Sure.
You know, I know people have been laid off, or they've been out sick, or they've had to stay home with kids, and a lot of things are happening. You know, but we're still really going to need the communities to step up with some funding. Of course, everybody's applying for the CARES funding and the government grants that are available, but we can't slide on the normal donor giving. And if you know, if you're not at a workplace that has a campaign, there's monthly giving options through a website. There's all kinds of different ways to give, even if you can't do payroll deductions.
Yeah. So. Emily McVeigh is with us on Coffee Break this morning. She's with United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, and like everyone else, every other nonprofit out there, trying to figure out what fundraisers look like now, what daily work life looks like right now. And you've been talking about it. You have launched your campaign. In terms of the local campaign, how has that been going? I know it's early, but how is it going in general?
It's kind of slow going because we're learning the virtual ropes as we go, getting things set up and getting word out to the different workplaces that we normally have campaigns, and getting everything out to people via email. And then, like I said, we're collaborating with Montana Shares on a way to give online. So we're not seeing the results just yet. And we just started most of our campaigns about 2 weeks ago. The state employee charitable giving campaign started a couple of weeks ago. And that so far is down in giving. We did see a reduction in giving that first week. So we're hoping that the more we can get the word out, the more people see. We're posting videos about all the nonprofits that are involved in those campaigns on our YouTube pages, both United Way of Lewis and Clark Area and SECGC through the state. And so people can go on there and learn about nonprofits and what they do and why it's important to give. So hopefully we'll be seeing an increase as we go.
Yeah. So last year, in a normal year, how big a role do these campaigns play in what you're able to do through the rest of the year? I mean, if we're in a non-COVID world, what does it look like?
Well, traditionally, the United Way campaign only runs in the fall. And so this is the only time of year we really raise money for the rest of the year. And then the payroll deductions and the monthly giving come in throughout the year. But right now is normally the time that we raise all of our funds for the entire year. We are doing that different going forward because it's time to make some changes, and we knew that even before COVID. So we'll be running some workplace campaigns or some fundraising campaigns all year long, making sure people know about United Way all the time and keeping in front of people. That's one of the reasons we're doing things like the quarterly giving drives, like the Backpacks for the Homeless, which is running right now, so that we're always sort of out in the community. People are thinking about us. They know they can donate to the different projects that we have going on. So right now, because we haven't officially made that shift to the year-long fundraising, it is our time. It is our time to go collect that money so we can keep doing the work we do the rest of the year.
Yeah, and you pointed it out, but I think important to just mention again that, you know, if folks think, well, I don't have that much, it's not going to be a big deal, and they just sort of skip it, right? Because my $5 won't matter. And that's not the case. I mean, the small amounts, they multiply, and they're a big deal for you.
Yeah, everything adds up. You'd be amazed how quickly it all adds up. You know, we have a lot of people that do the $5 a week donations. And, you know, up until the last couple of years, the United Way campaign in Helena, the Lewis and Clark area, has been $750,000. And that is a lot of $5 a week donations. And so if we had everybody in the community doing that, we'd have a well over $1 million campaign. And that alone, just getting that money back to the local nonprofits and the work we do, you know, through housing and volunteer management and resource directories, it just multiplies. It's an invaluable work that's going on.
So if people are working at a place that doesn't necessarily have that drive going in that business, I mean, is there a way people can individually get that money to you?
Yeah, we have. You can donate through our website. You can do a reoccurring donation on your debit card or credit card. You can set something up through your bank so that it's a transfer to us every month, you know, so if you don't want to use your credit card kind of thing. We have mobile cause giving. You can give through there. So there's lots and lots of ways to give. Yeah, there's no shortage of ways
to give. If you want to give Emily money, she's going to find a way to get it from you.
Yes.
Emily McVeigh is the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. She's our guest on Coffee Break this morning. And we do have to take a commercial break. So we're going to go ahead and do that, but then we'll come back and chat more with Emily. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us today. Emily McVeigh is in the studio. She is the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, and she mentioned it in the first half, but there is a Backpacks for the Homeless drive going on right now. We've got the backpacks, but can you explain sort of what this is all about and what we're trying to collect right now?
Yes. We normally would participate in the Veterans Stand Down, which would have been in August, but with COVID that got canceled. That would be a day where veterans and homeless population, non-veterans included, would come and get a haircut, get a screening for blood sugar. You know, all kinds of different organizations from around town would come to that event and provide us that different services to the homeless population and veterans that day. That, of course, didn't happen. So our replacement for that was collecting supplies that we can give out to the homeless. The joining community forces covered the veterans, and we opted to cover the general homeless population. That's one of the big projects that we run out of our office is Housing First. So we have connections to all the programs that are working with that population. So we're hoping we did get, we had a very kind CVS employee who grabbed up all their clearance backpacks and brought those in. So we have a lot of backpacks, but we need to stuff them now. So we need cold weather gear, canned goods, things that could be eaten without having to be cooked, toiletries, those kinds of things to put in there. So we're looking to get the rest of the things to stuff in them, and then we'll start handing them out. And I realize the weather's really nice, but it could be really cold next week. So
yeah,
we want to start.
It's going to be 80 degrees today, and tomorrow it could be 50, and then we could have snow on the weekend. I mean, that's So it is going to be cold at some point, and so this is a very important thing. And so you're collecting. I mean, there's not really a set list. It's anything that people think about that, you know, this would be beneficial in the cold weather.
Yes. Yep. Anything that would be helpful, we'll get it out to that group that we work with. Every week we staff in case conferencing about 100 people that are homeless in our community and try to get them support services and housing. So it's a pretty big need.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, my assumption is that all goes out then once you collect it without much difficulty. You're not going to have a hard time finding places to get that.
We'll probably give it away in the first couple days. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so needed, and people can still help. Is there some kind of a deadline, or, I mean, is there sort of a, this is when we want to have it and start this by?
No, we're going to try to wrap it up in the next couple of weeks because that is when the weather is most likely going to turn. I've lived in Montana my whole life and you just never know. I get that. But you know, in the next couple of weeks, we're hoping to get those bags stuffed and handed out.
And so where can, you know, David is enjoying time off because, well, he says he's not feeling well. He's probably not feeling well. He'd be here. And he had some boxes out, so we're not exactly sure where those boxes are, but people can bring stuff to your office if they want to donate?
Yeah, right now that's the best option. I know David went out and moved all the boxes around, and then he's taken a couple of sick days, so I'm not entirely sure where the boxes landed on Friday, but our office is open. Just come ring the bell, and we'll get to you, and you can drop off some things to put in those bags.
Okay, yeah. So everybody get out there and get some stuff to stuff in the backpacks because, as we said, it's absolutely needed. Emily McVeigh is our guest today. She's with the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. Something else that's really a vital part of the community is the Friendship Center, and they do a lot of good work, and you do a lot of work with them.
Yeah, they are one of our partner agencies, and so we, you know, we collaborate with them on all kinds of different things throughout the year. We definitely, you know, communicate often, and last week they emailed me and said, "Hey, we have our crisis line training coming up in November." So that is posted on our volunteer site, volunteerhelena.com. If you're interested in becoming a crisis line volunteer, those trainings are coming up. It's a pretty significant amount of training. It's about 20 hours. They're doing it all by Zoom. So you can get signed up to do that and help the Friendship Center out. Like I said, it's all posted on our volunteerhelena.org site. So you can find that there. And they have two job openings. So that became a thing last week too. They said, "Hey, can you get this, you know, spread the word, help us spread the word for that." And then I quickly heard back from Florence Crittenton as well. And they said, "Hey, we have job openings too." And then Good Samaritan said, "We're looking for a lot of staff." And so that's kind of become my helping people get the word out. There's lots of jobs open in the nonprofit community right now. And they're good jobs. They're, you know, we've done a pretty good job in our community of helping provide good benefit packages to the nonprofit community as well. So, you know, if people are looking for work.
So at the Friendship Center, what is it that they're hiring for? I'm putting you on the spot. I know.
I don't remember the titles exactly. No.
Okay. But they do so much good work in the community, and they're the one place that's doing that. And so you mentioned the training for the crisis line. Who can do that? I mean, can anybody basically sign up and take that training?
I believe you have to be over 18, but otherwise, yes, you can sign up and take the training and help them by answering calls whenever they come in.
Yeah, because they've got a 24/7 every day. I mean, they don't take Christmas off. No. I mean, somebody is on those lines all day, every day.
Correct.
Yeah, and so where do they just go to your website? You mentioned the Volunteer Helena. Is that's where it's at?
You can go to the Friendship Center website. You can go to volunteerhelena.org. And we also posted it on our Facebook page, the link to their training options.
Okay. And there are, probably worth pointing out, there are volunteer opportunities right now. I mean, I know everybody's thinking, well, it's all online and everybody's inside. We can't do anything. But that's not necessarily true. There are some volunteer opportunities available in the community.
Yeah, there's quite a bit actually on our on Volunteer Helena right now. A lot of them are 4-H. If people are interested in helping kids learn different skills through 4-H, there's lots of 4-H things. Red Cross, of course, is always looking for blood donors and people to help out in their blood donation drives. United Way, we have a couple things posted. We're looking for somebody to help with things around the office and for board members. You know, so there's a huge variety of things posted on volunteerhelena.org for people to do. Of course, Food Share is always looking for volunteers. The Helena Community Gardens is up there. They're, you know, getting their gardens ready for winter and those kinds of things.
Yeah. So those you mentioned the Red Cross. I mean, that's interesting, too, because I know I've seen stuff from them saying, you know, their numbers are way, way down because so many of the events that they hold are on college campuses, and now they can't do that. So the number of people that are giving blood right now is significantly down across the country.
Yeah, a lot of their off-site donation drives had to be canceled, so you have to go to the place over by McKinsey River Pizza. Mm-hmm. But they've got openings all the time, and they're definitely in need of donors.
Yeah, and the chairs are comfortable. You can take a nap. I mean, it's not a bad place to go and help out the community. And Florence Crittenden, you mentioned them. Of course, they're fantastic. They come on the show now and again. I love when we have the ladies in. You said they're also hiring.
They are hiring, yep. They are hiring a couple of different positions, and all that stuff's posted on their website. And I'll be pushing that out on our Facebook page today as well.
Okay.
Just trying to let the community know. I actually had a conversation with Carol over at the job service, because that's one of our support things we do for Housing First, is how do we help people get jobs? Because if you're housed, you need a job. If you need to be housed, you need a job. Lots of things are connected there. And she said there's lots of really good jobs open in Helena right now. So that's one really different thing in our community from lots of places around the country, is there's job openings. People are hiring. So if you're out there looking.
Yeah, and good people are hiring. Like as you said, these are good jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've got an opportunity to go work at Florence Crittenden, another organization here in town, that, I mean, the work that they do is unbelievable. And the people that are working there, Liz and Carrie, and all, I mean, you couldn't find a better place to work.
That's where I started my career, nonprofit, so it'll always have a place in my heart.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how I would get through, you know, if I had, you know, or I said if I got to work with Liz and Carrie every day, that would be a joy.
Yeah, and that's part of it, too, is you can't ask for better teams of people to work with. And, you know, the benefits are good, the pay is good. It's really not, I mean, bad for nonprofit work. We're doing a good job of paying our people well and providing benefits, but it's the teams of people you get to work with that change your life. So, yeah.
And you said Good Samaritan is hiring as well. I mean, I think people just automatically assume, oh, yeah, that's the thrift store. But they do a lot more. They do more than just run a thrift store.
Yeah, right now they're running the Our Place program, which is down on Last Chance Gulch. And they've got case managers down there and people. They're not doing groups right now for safety purposes, but you know, they've got people doing outreach work and case management type of work, people that work in the resource part of the store, helping people get housing and food and, you know, connected to services. So, and I think one of the positions they were looking for was a receptionist, and they're the front face of all of that work and getting to help people that come in their time of need. And it's a really important job. And, you know, I think it's just they need to find the right person, and They definitely have some other positions in the store open, always looking to keep those filled up and make sure that all those super awesome donations keep flowing through so people can buy them.
Yeah. Emily McVeigh is with us on Coffee Break this morning. We've got about 3.5 minutes left with her. And coming up here pretty soon, we do want to mention The Longest Night. That's something that the YMCA is doing. What's going on there? Because that's coming up late December.
Yeah, it's usually on The Longest Night, which will be December 21st this year. They're just working out the details, but that will be coming up. They have a Vista this year at the YWCA, who will be coordinating all of that for them. So if anybody's interested in volunteering, they're always looking for volunteers to help get that put together. People to come out on that night. They read the names of the local homeless that have passed away and remember them and talk about, you know, the lives they lived, and they light candles for them. So that's always an amazing event, just to remember, kind of bring us back to our world of that, you know, we're not outside of, we're not in a big city, but we still experience these same problems. And we want to remember those people, even if they didn't have other people to remember them.
Yeah, it's an important night. So that put a pin in that one. We'll talk about that one as it gets closer. But, yeah, December 21st into the 22nd. Feels a long way away, but it'll probably be here before we realize. And that means, of course, the holidays are coming up and lots of things that usually happen there. But I guess those things are... they're either not going to happen or they're going to look different in terms of food drives and that sort of thing.
Yep, everything's changing. We're just starting to coordinate our holiday community holiday shares program. So we work with Salvation Army and Toys for Tots are doing things differently this year. So we'll be getting the word out about that. But we work with those two groups, Food Share, St. Mary's Church, Good Samaritan, some other smaller groups that... they give away, Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas baskets, the toys and gifts. And we want to make sure everybody gets covered. So we do one central sign up so that everybody gets what they need and not, nobody gets left out. So we're getting that going. Just keep a lookout. We'll be getting those flyers put out to the community to let people know, because Thanksgiving basket signups will be starting here in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it's coming out. Once we start getting snow, then it's going to start making sense when we say that it's coming up. But yeah, I mean, everything is going to look a little bit different. Of course, we'll fill you in on what those changes look like. I mean, even, the turkey drives. I mean, I don't know what that's going to look like. Everybody collecting the frozen turkeys in the parking lot. I don't know if we can do that.
Yeah, the food share's mostly gone to just hoping for monetary donations so they can go out and buy those things for themselves. It's safer. They can buy things in bulk at cheaper rates. It is a benefit to them. So if people want to donate, right now they've been asking mostly for monetary donations. Yeah, it takes away the fun of the turkey drives, but for safety reasons this year, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Emily McVeigh, the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, has been our guest on Coffee Break today. She's got a lot going on, and she's got some people home because they don't feel well, and we got to be extra careful, but that means Emily has extra work to do in the office. So I appreciate you taking time. If people want to learn more about what's going on, Emily, quickly, the website is the best place to go?
Yep. Just Google United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. Also, I want to remind people to fill out their census. The end is coming up. It's a really big deal. Do your census. You can give us a call, 442-4360, or find us on Facebook. All of our information is online.
Perfect. Thanks, Em.
Thank you.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.